Hong Kong's most prominent activist, Joshua Wong, is behind bars tonight after pleading guilty to charges related to last year's protests. The 24-year-old is facing up to 5 years in jail along with two other activists. In the latest sign, authorities are moving fast to destroy opposition in the city. I've been speaking with our China correspondent Bill Birtles about today's court appearances. So, Bill, what did Joshua Wong do exactly to find himself in court today?
Well, in the last year, back in June, just when the protest movement was really beginning, there was one protest around the police headquarters in Hong Kong, which, like so many of the protests last year, was not authorised. The protesters didn't get police approval to do this protest outside the police headquarters. And this was the one which prosecutors decided to focus on. They accused Joshua Wong of inciting the protests, of organising it and knowingly attending it. Now, interestingly enough, he today pleaded guilty to two out of those three charges, as did his two co-accused, Agnes Chow, who herself is a prominent protester in Hong Kong, and Ivan Lam as well. The three of them actually have been closely associated for many years. And so that's what they're alleged to have done. They pleaded guilty because it looks like they didn't really have much choice otherwise. And it's been a pretty long legal process. Tonight, the three of them have been remanded in custody, but they won't actually find out what sentence they have until early next month.
Now, Joshua Wong spoke ahead of the hearing, didn't he? What did he have to say?
Well, he said that the charges are relating to what he called a fairly mild incident. And so he speculated if it was just a way for the judicial authorities to once again put him behind bars. He has actually served a couple of stints, rather short stints in prison before, for similar sort of offences, things like contempt of court or illegal assembly. And Linda, he was defiant outside the court, saying that he expects to go to jail, but that's not going to stop his activism.
Perhaps the authorities wish me to stay in prison, but I'm persuaded that neither prison bars, nor election bans, nor any other arbitrary power will stop us from activism. What we are doing now is to explain the value of freedom to the world through our compassion to whom we love, so much that we are willing to sacrifice the freedom of our own.
Joshua Wong today in Hong Kong outside the court. So, Bill, what's the bigger picture here for Hong Kong?
Well, you have to remember, Linda, that there are political fights going on several fronts, and that these activists are just one element of it. And that was referred to by one of them, Agnes Chow. Before she went to the court today, she spoke about how she was prepared to face the prospect of prison, but she noted that there are many other people involved in the democratic struggle.
I could be in jail for the first time in my life, today or in the near future. Of course, I do feel anxious about the future and the verdict. But I hope everyone doesn't forget our fellow friends who have sacrificed more than us.
So, Linda, what she's referring to is there's a group of 12 Hong Kongers who tried to flee the city earlier this year via boat. They were trying, we believe, to get to Taiwan. They were intercepted by Chinese mainland Coast Guard officers, and they are now just across the border in a detention centre on the mainland. It's very unclear what will happen to them. So that's one issue. Just last week, Linda, you had elected legislative council members resigning en masse after China change the rules to disqualify politicians who were deemed unpatriotic. So there's been a series of things happening in Hong Kong. And I suppose what's really striking, Linda, is just how rapidly the city is being transformed.
Our China correspondent, Bill Birtles.